I think we should talk about how Bucci is a true romantic all day long.
It was a perfect day. I watched Blue Bloods with you.
Last time. I'm Bucci.
That's going to be the first thing on a perfect day. We're all going to be listening to Bucci.
I think a perfect day involves learning or discovering a new song.
What'd you say?
I recently discovered the band Lens Barn.
I'm just working right now, man. I'm doing some DoorDash, some bread. I have no interest in working for a corporation that I won't see any of the any of those profits, you know?
Hey, man, how are you?
You Eugene?
Yes, sir. Yeah. You go.
Making a new friend and not having overtly sexual feelings towards
them. None.
I'm gonna write that down.
And with Google Translate, I said, I'm gonna call a radio show.
Yes. Nice warm days, and then I can go outside.
We're all gonna be bike riding together, not holding hands. We're gonna be riding our bikes in a single line.
No, that's dangerous.
Finding money in the street. That's your idea of a perfect day?
A Metro card that has money on it.
Okay.
Already? We all find it. You find money, I found money.
But what if everybody is bringing Orangini? Or say, having breakfast with a platonic friend. My perfect day idea is being selfish. I feel like being selfish makes it a perfect day.
I go hunting with my black light, and I look for things that glow under the black light, whether that's uranium glass or cadmium glass or selenium glass.
But they didn't have black lights in the Depression era, did they?
Yes, actually, it was invented in the 1870s.
Say what? We found some new music. We're eating our breakfast.
All bets are forgiven. All creditors, it's all forgiven.
It's like a nice cuddle with my cat and my dog.
We don't want to screw up our day with a dog fight, you know? Is that a Bucci habit? Yeah.
Exactly.
Whispered things into my wife's ear, stroking her hair.
Bucci.
And then get into a fight with her because I woke her up and I was being creepy again. I love you. Yeah, right. Who told you that Bucci was the real world? Whoever told you that, a friggin' liar. Man, that was a great day. Thank God for Bucci for organizing it.
And now, this week on Bucci.
This day is getting worse and worse. Feel it. Come on. One more. Let's go. Use it or lose it, Bucci. Use it or lose it. Come on. Use it. And now use it. Use it. Lose it. Oh. Valentine's Day muscles. Oh, man. Look at my bicep. It's shaped like a heart.
Bucci.
All right. And done. Stop weightlifting! Sometimes I can't stop weightlifting. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
It is. Man, lots of Bucci adages going on here. Man, I gotta get my Kangol, my Valentine's Day Kangol. It is also shaped like a heart, but like a, you know, a romantic heart. And it's got a little crack down the middle, meaning I'm broken. Hey, it's Bucci. What the heck was that? It is the Bucci
Valentine's
Day show. So let's get it going. Let's push on. We're almost done with the show. Let's crack a sweet, passionate can of rosé. Oh, what is this? Oh, okay. There's no accent over the E. So this is just rose. This is just rose. Man, you always gotta look for the accent. Ugh, what is it? It's petals? I got my mouth is full of petals. I knew this was cheap.
I got it for right outside the PATH train. I got it for, you know, a handshake and $50, which is pretty cheap for a rich guy like Bucci. Okay, yeah, so it's Valentine's. Valentine's Day. Or as they call it around here, WFMU, Gore Vidal and Tynes Day. Where station manager Ken reads Maya Breckenridge to the staff and does all the voices. The whole book. He's doing it upstairs right now, actually. Luckily, I had a show to do. So, I mean, I'm missing that. Because he was only like halfway through. It's his tradition. It's his Valentine's Day, Gore Vidalentine's Day. So, I just want to get one, you know, people who follow Bucci over there at Bucci Nights knows that he has a lot to live, a lot of love to give, and a lot to live for. Both things are true.
Trust Bucci.
I can't stop giving love, whether it be like a smile or a extra warm handshake or just as simple as an oatmeal dinner for two. Some eye contact, that's another gift I give people, one eye only, but I give it to them. Give and give and give. I even give my enemies stuff. Give, they get some love too, my enemies. I give them a very thoughtful middle finger. But it's not the usual one that I break out for Christmas, Easter, every day of my life. But for Valentine's Day, a special day, I dress my middle finger up in a tuxedo and I draw little eyes on it, which is, you know, nice. It's a nice little gentleman. It's a classy way to say, curse word off and die, babe.
Valentine's.
I gotta get rid of that drop. So, this day, it would not be complete if the most important person I tend to love is not with me. It is my recent and now regular
Mrs. Bucci.
Hey, Mrs. Bucci, how are you doing?
Am I allowed to talk?
Yes.
You told me you were going to point at me when I was allowed to talk.
All right, I'm pointing at you with my dressed up middle finger, mm-hmm. if you know what I mean.
I don't like that.
Yeah, well, it's... So how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's nice to be here with you.
Why did you pause?
I paused after the sentence was done. So, like I said, we spend every Valentine's together.
Every day together, really.
Yeah, but Valentine's the entire day. A lot of days... You're only spending like an hour with me.
Yeah.
And then you're out the door.
I'm very busy.
But today, we have to spend at least 8 hours together.
At least.
And the show falls within that 8 hours.
Yeah, so I
figured bring you on the show.
I figured I would come on the show.
Yeah, you did figure it. And then we worked it out through
legally.
Our intermediaries. Yes.
Yeah.
I think I pronounced that word right. And we hammered out a deal.
Mm-hmm. What was that deal again? Ugh.
That's the wrong.
Is that your deal drop?
Ah.
That one?
That's a deal dropper. So, in addition to radio shows, there's something else that we love doing with each other, right? Like, what are the things that you love doing with me? It's too long a pause.
Eating?
No, more romantic than that.
What about eating a romantic dinner?
Less romantic than that.
Eating a burger?
No, not eating.
What else do we do?
Watch Prison Break?
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
yeah, but it's not. That. But it's that's
so it, more romantic than watching.
Less
Prison
romantic
Break.
Than that.
Less romantic yeah, than watching yeah. Prison Break. Watching Project Runway?
No, because I hate that. So I always have to like bite the inside of my cheek
you
to get through that.
Liar.
What? No, it's not, I'm not a liar. I hate it.
You're always like, I need to know what happened next. from this episode from
trust.
5 years ago.
I hate it, and you got to trust Bucci on that. So it's not, you're never going to get it. So I know that one thing about you, was one of the first things I knew about you, was you love boats. You love boats.
I do love boats.
We met on a boat. I was on the shore, and you were on
a
boat.
I was waving at you from the boat.
Right, yep.
And goodbye.
Goodbye. And then I
swam
to me. I ran to the other side. No, yeah. I didn't swim. So I figured, let's bring it all full circle. And, you know, I was reading your diary the other day.
I told you not to do that.
Did you? And yeah. What I did was I read about your love of boats and
well, I
and
tell you
whatnot.
About it. You could also just ask
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but I spend a lot
you
of time.
You prefer to read
I
it
I spend
in
a lot
journal.
Of time thinking yeah. about Bucci. So
yeah, I know
I
you
tend
do.
To block out a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I know.
So what I've done is I have rented us a boat.
Ooh, like a big yacht?
No.
Did it just explode?
No. That was something unrelated to that.
Okay.
It's the most romantic kind of boat.
A kayak?
I really can't have you guessing things that are wrong. Well, the show is only an hour long. We've already eaten up 15 minutes. So you
I'm
guessing.
Not a good guesser.
Right. So what it is a swan boat.
Oh.
No, is swan it? Boat.
Okay.
It's not shaped like a crow. It's shaped like a swan. It's one of those paddle boats.
Okay.
You know, we have to constantly, we are the engine.
You're not going to make me do all the work, right?
No.
You're sitting back with your feet up
well,
on
I do
the
have
swan's
to,
head.
I do have to answer some calls as well.
What about, well, how about I answer calls
no,
and
I'd,
you paddle?
No. Bucci so all my weightlifting is upper body. My
you haven't been doing any leg work?
No, my leg work is, my legs are, well, you want to see?
Yikes, thin.
Yeah. So we've rented his boat. It's it looks just like a swan, except it's fiberglass. It feels just like fiberglass, which, again, I was reading in your
Is
diary,
it?
And you said, I love fiberglass, like a whole page of you saying that.
It's my favorite material.
Yep. And that is a Mrs. Bucci adage, which I don't have a drop for.
What?
Thank God. So I've rented it for 45 minutes, which will just get us right to 7 o'clock. I got it very cheap because it's friggin' freezing out right now.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go out on
well,
the...
it's I've spent too much time planning this, so we have to press on. And so we're going to go...
On the Hudson?
Yep, on the Hudson.
Great.
And have a nice little old intimate time. Together, pumping, not sexually, but like, our legs and carrying the swan, hopefully not out to sea because, you know, I don't want that.
Yeah, you're not very good with directions either, so.
So I just want to say, you say I always screw up this holiday, and I think you can agree that this time I didn't. You have like a real panicked look in your eye.
Well,
so,
is this like a clear swan boat? I'm still confused by the material.
No, it looks like a swan. You can't
looks
tell
like
the
swan.
Difference between a real swan and this, except one is made of fiberglass and the other one is made of blood on the inside. So what we're going to do is we're not going to be alone. We are going to invite all the callers to kind of come
wait,
onto this
wait.
Love boat as well.
I thought it was going to be
well,
me and you
no.
and having a nice time.
Right.
And now, wait, callers are going to be on the boat with us?
No. It's a two-person boat. And what's going on with this music? How come it's not playing?
Oh, no bed music.
Oh, I see.
We sound terrible without bed music. Ah, there you go. Much better.
Smooth,
much more romantic.
Smooth booch. So we're on our love boat. We're going to be on our separate love boat. And then I want to either have people come up to us in our own boats and, you know, enjoy.
They're paddling up to us in their boats.
And view our love
are
through binoculars.
Are they also in swan boats?
No.
Or are they in their... They
can be whatever, I almost cursed, boat that they want.
Okay.
So, but ultimately, what I want to do is I want everyone to go on a date today.
Like on the Hudson River.
So what I'd like to, can I just get the topic out of my mouth, please?
I mean, it's been, you know, 16
years. I know. So what it's going to be, if you have your loved one next to you and you want to call in and we on a little radio date, then we're all having a date. I'm on a date with my wife. Current wife, and you are on your own date together. I'm explaining this correctly.
I don't know. You should have written this down.
No.
You've got a lot of papers there, but not the topic written on them, so that's a little odd.
Well, they only say one word on them. Guess what the word is?
Is it Bucci 9,000 times?
Bucci.
That's right. You know me,
my
sweet love. Not literally. Okay, so we're going to go on double dates with callers. And also, if you don't have a loved one, that's okay. Call up, and then another person calls up, and I can put you both on the phone, and you can have a little date, little matchmaker.
That's really
except
romantic.
Except the love ends when I hang up on you. You don't...
Well, I mean, maybe they'll bond.
Well, then that's their own...
They can meet up in the comment section.
That's true. Over there at WFMU.org, if you want to meet up and continue your date... That's fine.
That's
with
up
me.
To them. But we don't control the comment okay. section.
Okay, it's a radio double date. Me and my wife, and you and your significant other.
Whoever.
Yeah, whomever.
I think you've explained it enough.
Yeah, I don't. Think
I think
so.
We should put the song on.
Okay, so put the song on.
Right. Yeah, put the song on.
So now we're going to hear my wife's favorite song. You know, you love the song for date nights. You just love it.
Did you read about it in my diary?
No. No. I just read about it when it was. I heard about it when it was coming out of your mouth.
I was singing it.
Yes, exactly. So this one goes out to you, Mrs. Bucci.
Thanks.
It's Anthony Braxton, Composition 6D, on WFMU.
This is not my favorite song. No, it's not. No.
No!
This is not...
You don't love this song?
I dislike
it. But you love this part. Wait, you love this part.
No. Put something else on.
Fine. I thought you loved that song.
No.
All right, let's listen to something else. You know what? You are, Miss Bucci, I am the pressure, and you... are the diamond. It's Kiss, Black Diamond.
Ooh,
only
yay.
On WFMU.
Wait, what is going on?
Oh, no, wait, that's it.
And
that's...
you call yourself a DJ.
Stop. Out on the street for a living. Pictures on the beach. Got you under their thumb. Hit it!
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
go on a date with the Bucci's.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
Pretty great, right?
Yeah.
So, we are back. We just heard Kiss, Black Diamond. One of these days, I'm going to put a Black Diamond on your finger, Mrs. Bucci.
Yeah, I'm counting the
and
days.
It won't be just a regular diamond that I colored in with Sharpie like the last. All right, we are back. Mrs. Bucci and I are on a very romantic love boat. It's a love swan boat or a swan love boat. It's shaped like a swan, I'm basically telling you. And we are on a date, and so I want to go on a date with you as well. So if you have a significant other with you, sitting next to you, call up with them. Or if you don't have a significant other, which I can't imagine anyone in the WFMU audience, they probably all do, then we'll put you on, and you can have a little matchmaking date with us.
If they're in better boats than us, can I just go in their boat? What if someone shows up in like a yacht?
I rented this thing, really cold. And now all of a sudden you want to go on some yacht.
I wanted to go in the summer.
Look, it is freezing. I do want to say
it's freezing out.
It is cold, but that only means that we can snuggle.
Yeah, you're using my gloves.
All right, so don't
because
get too
you clo- forgot yours.
Yeah, don't get too close to Bucci. I'm trying to do this show.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's see who the first lovebird is. Caller, you got your Booch.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Bucci.
Mrs. Bucci, you're being addressed.
Hello.
Hello. This is Annie.
Oh, hi, Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie. How are you?
Oh, I'm so happy in boat together, Bucci.
Yes, it's great. Annie, do you have a significant other with you? If not, that's
isn't that kind of a personal question to be asking?
Well, that's
people?
The question that's I'm going to be topic? Asking okay. the entire. Do you, Annie?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you have them with you?
I do.
Okay. Can I hear that person?
Well, you may not like that person.
Oh, okay. Well,
ooh,
that's
an
okay.
enemy of Bucci.
As long as I'm going to turn your mic down a little bit. Well, that's not. As long as you like the person, that's all I care about.
Okay.
All right, so...
say hello.
Okay, who is it?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Yes, hello, who's this? Who's this?
I'm supposed to be eating right now.
Oh, okay.
I wish I was eating.
Yeah, all right. We'll eating later. Where did you two meet?
Where did we meet? We met at a diner.
Oh, that's nice. And he was, or they were eating then as well?
We were all just having coffee.
Sounds like you've based the relationship a lot on food, which is...
just like us.
Yes, like us, absolutely.
What kind of boat are you in right now?
Oh my gosh, we're on a yacht.
Oh man, I told you people we're going to have yachts, and we have this dinky swan boat, and
it's freezing.
It's a swan boat.
It's, yeah, but the yacht doesn't look like an animal.
And I'm the only one paddling. We're basically going in circles.
You can't. Look, I have to answer the calls. Annie, do I hear wedding bells?
I don't think that's appropriate to ask.
Maybe
either.
In the past.
Oh, okay. In the past. Okay, Annie. Thanks for calling, and happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine.
Valentine's.
Within reason.
Not too happy.
Yeah. Not too happy. What are you gonna go around going?
Yeah. Too much love. That's not healthy. Keep paddling.
I'm trying. It's very, very hard. It's very choppy on this
Hudson
River.
Well, there's some ice, definitely.
All right, 201-209-9368. We're going on dates. It's date night. Come on a date with the Bucci's. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello, who's this? Hello, who's this? We can't go on a date with silence.
Well, I mean, that actually might be.
We
nice.
Have enough silence between you and I, Mrs. Bucci, so I don't need extra silence.
I don't think we have silence. We're both pretty chatty.
Yeah, whoa. You say that on the radio, but then all of a sudden, when I'm trying to have
hi,
dinner
can
with
me
you,
now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Who's this?
Okay,
hello. Oh, I lost you.
Oh, you hung up on them.
No. Hello, who's this? Oh, this is fantastic.
Hello, this is Jamie.
Oh, hey, Jamie.
Oh, is this my sister, Jamie?
Jamie.
This is the Bucci sister-in-law.
Oh,
Bucci
hey.
Bucci sister-in-law, Jamie. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, Jamie, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm coming here on a cruise ship to see you guys
on
the swan boat.
Oh, man, everyone has better boats than us.
Look, yeah, but Jamie, does your boat have eyes? The answer is no. Does it have...
probably no.
Does it have a digestive system? The
wait,
answer is no.
Wait, we're in a real swan?
No. This boat, I paid extra for a digestive system for this thing.
Ugh.
Does your boat have 4,000 strangers, though?
No, it just has one.
Wow, okay.
Rude.
Jamie, do you have a loved or liked one near you that we can talk to?
I do.
All right, let's put them on the line immediately.
Hey, Bougie.
Hey, who's...
And Mrs. Bougie.
Oh, hey, is this David?
It is David.
Oh, hey, how you doing? Happy Valentine's Day, literally. Huh?
Happy Valentine's Day to you two as well.
Okay, so where did you guys meet?
At a radio station.
That's right, David, you're a DJ too. But then Bucci drove you out of business, unfortunately, right?
Yeah, I was forced into retirement.
I crush every DJ. I see.
Yeah people don't. Sorry. Ken, station manager Bucci Ken doesn't like that.
So what's the most romantic thing you guys have ever done together? You know, keeping it clean.
I have no idea.
David?
What is the most romantic thing we've ever done together?
I don't know.
Get married, I guess?
Okay.
Eloped.
Oh, we eloped. Yes, we eloped.
That was very romantic. Yes.
You weren't there.
Well, I was there on the Zoom call.
Yes, we left you off that one.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just fear. You didn't want to, you know, see a stronger love than your own, which I totally understand.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What am I saying?
You're going to get in big trouble. With
just
your mother-in-law.
Just keep pumping, pumping. We're going in circles.
She's going to call again.
So, Jamie, one more question. What do you admire most about each other?
Well, I admire that he's my best friend and biggest advocate and cheerleader. And
aww.
I feel like I can do anything.
That's nice. Are you taking notes, Bucci?
Yeah, definitely. David, what's your answer? I don't know. What do you admire? Like her, like what kind of television shows she likes? You're like, oh, she has great taste? Or...
No, I don't admire that.
Okay. All right, let's not go crazy with the laughter.
Wow, okay.
Everything else, honestly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. All of Jamie's T-shirts? Jamie has a huge T-shirt collection. Do you like her T-shirts?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Some of them I've given her, so...
Oh, that's nice. That's another romantic thing. You take off your T-shirt, put it on your partner, and she can still feel your warmth when you're wearing. She's wearing.
Exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know it's exactly. All right, you lovebirds. I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Caller, you got. Nope, that's not it. Caller, you got Bucci.
And Mrs. Bucci. Hey,
and Mrs. Bucci.
Bucci and Mrs. Bucci.
Hey, how are
Happy
you?
Valentine's
Who is this?
Franco.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Franco. How are you
Hi,
doing?
Hi, Franco.
What is going on with
Uh-oh,
the phones
today? Did you
today?
Hang up on Franco?
Franco, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, now I can.
Okay, now
of
you can. Great. Franco, happy Valentine's Day first.
Mm-hmm.
I have to
Thank
say
you.
That.
Thank
Check.
You.
Did you call up with a significant other or not? It's fine if you didn't.
Well, when you announced the topic and the way it was going to work out, I asked her very politely, I say, are you gonna do this with me? And she waved her hands in the air and then went and locked herself in the bathroom. Says, I got to wash my hair.
Okay.
Classic.
Okay, so I'm going to have to handle it by myself.
Yeah, all right. If I could figure out how to put two calls on the line, I would do that. Can you get Jim? Maybe he can help me here.
Hey, Jim!
So, Franco, how do you guys two spend your Valentine's together?
Today?
Yes,
it was
today.
It was really nice. We talked about where we were going to go. We were going to go to a Japanese restaurant. But we had all these dumplings left over from dinner last night, so we wound up eating those, and that was our big meal. Eating dumplings together in the kitchen on Valentine's Day. And they were delicious.
Valentine's. Well, that sounds nice, but you know what, Franco? I'm going to introduce a new date to you. It is this person right here. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, can you hear me?
Yeah, hey, can you hear Franco? Franco, can you talk?
Yes, I can.
You can hear?
Hey, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim.
He figured it out.
Yes, I know. All right, you crazy kids. Let's do a nice little meet cute between you guys.
Okay.
So, Jim, do you like going to the movies?
Oh, I'm not Jim. Jim's the poet who plugged the phone together.
Oh, this is someone else. I thought it was Jim.
Yeah, no, this is your date. This is your date. This is your date.
The question.
Wow.
Do you like
this
to go to the movie?
This day is going
sure.
off
it's
the rails immediately.
Don't
okay,
interrupt
let's,
them.
Let's go to a movie. Maybe we can find a like a bargain price movie in Times Square.
Maybe
it's
the menu. You guys
wait,
could watch the menu.
We're not going to the movies. We're all in boats.
Oh, I like flying saucer movies.
Together. That was
so, do I hear wedding bells?
Possibly.
Okay.
But it's got to be a UFO-themed wedding.
I'm not adverse to the idea of tying the knot.
Yes.
To an alien?
To an alien. Absolutely. Someone with five arms.
So what do you guys have in common?
We can talk.
We can talk.
Well,
probably, I have a feeling my date is a good talker just like I am.
Yes, actually the answer is you both have Bucci in common.
This was a trick question.
Yeah, it's always a trick. All right, guys.
You derail me once again.
If you guys want to, you can, if you feel comfortable, you can give each other a kiss. But if not, that's okay.
I don't think aliens do that. I think we just, like, touch hands or something and then, you know.
No, they touch antlers.
Okay.
Or antlers.
Whatever they have growing out of their head.
Okay. Oop, you're kissing now. That's nice. All right. Thanks, guys. And take this offline, you crazy kids. This is going really well. Caller Igabuchi. Hello, who's this?
I have a better boat than you.
Who has who has a better boat than me?
Me.
Oh, yeah? Well, who's this?
Me.
You?
Is it that hard to understand?
Oh, it's very easy for an anonymous person to come call up and say, oh, I have a better boat. Prove it. Who is this?
I mean, they probably do.
They
it's
don't.
Not that
this
much
thing
harder.
Is pure swan.
There's a hole starting to form in the bottom.
No, it's just put your foot over it.
A little
it.
Bit of
leaking. Who is this?
Ralph.
How you doing, Ralph? I haven't met a Ralph in a long time. Ralph, do you, so you're a little bit young, so you haven't started dating yet, have you? Please say no.
What did you say?
You haven't started dating, right? I really don't like asking this question. No. Is your mother or father there that we can, talk to as well?
Well, my dad's right here.
I'm not talking, that's boring.
Okay.
Tell him how you almost got married.
Oh, you almost got married, Ralph?
Oh, yes, you did.
How did you almost get married?
Well, because you're a little kid, it doesn't hide the fact that you're a 26-year-old.
Oh, stop.
Got married to a 26-year-old.
Eek.
Be cordial with Bucci and Mrs. Bucci, guys.
We gotta pedal the swan boat away from these
Yeah,
girls.
I think we pedal away.
Like
yeah, this isn't going well.
Really south. Pedal fast.
I'm pedaling, I'm pedaling.
Pedal fast.
I am.
All right, you crazy kids. Have a great Valentine's Day. Jeez. Pedal.
I am.
You know, some love is terrible.
Bucci.
Family love.
Adage.
Well, that's nice.
Why are you frowning?
Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is Seth. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy
Valentine's
Seth,
Day.
If I'm going to picture right now, you're sitting on an empty couch just listening to the show, right? Is there someone next to you that you want to introduce us to, your lover?
No. To the contrary, I was actually out ice skating on the frozen parts of this river, enjoying this burger. And I sensed that the lovely lady might be hungry, so I figured I'd offer her a bite.
Oh, that sounds nice. I always want to go ice skating with you, Bucci. You never want to go.
You can come with
enough.
Me if you like.
I'm gonna.
I'm gonna go
ice skating with Seth.
No,
that
you're
nice.
Not. You're staying in this. I almost swore. Swan boat. All right, Seth. We have another caller on the line. You're gonna go on a date with caller. You got Bucci.
Oh, it's Zachary.
Oh, hey Zachary. Seth, Bucci. Can you hear Zachary?
Yeah, hey, Zachary.
All right, you guys go on a date.
Good to meet you. How you doing?
You
Hi,
guys,
Zachary.
Hey, yeah, don't.
I'm waving from the swan boat.
All right, you guys go on a date and just leave us alone. We have some serious
conversation. Well, I actually have to say something to Zachary.
Yeah.
Zachary, yeah. I just got your fan mail that Bucci has been hiding in his mailbox at WFMU since Christmas.
You just got it?
I know.
Bucci?
I know, he's been hiding it.
Guys, you know what the biggest problem with going out on a date is? You can't just focus on and anyone else. You have to look deep into each other's eyes and have a real connection. So if you could just look into each other's voices and have a nice little love connection, I would appreciate it, for Christ's sake.
All right, Bucci. Thanks, Mrs. Bucci. I appreciate that info. Sorry,
I appreciate it. Yeah, you really should make sure it gets right to me. Bucci's hiding my adoring fan mail.
Okay, Seth, do you have anything to say to your date? All right, this date's over. All right, I'm going to stop peddling for a second. Mrs. Bucci, I have a gift for you.
Ooh, a gift.
Yes, I mean, I didn't just get you this boat. I got you all sorts of things.
Bucci.
Yes, and?
Promise.
Let me just open this up.
You didn't wrap it?
I wrapped it in paper.
It's newspaper.
So here we go. It's a fur coat.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful?
I probably could have used this earlier in the night.
No.
Because we're,
so,
you know, just probably wrapping
rub
up.
Rub that thing against
I'm already half frozen.
Rub it against your cheek, the fur.
It's very, is this real fur?
It's pure fur. What? All of Bucci's furs are fur and some feathers. And that's a Bucci promise.
I don't know if I'm okay with a fur coat.
And I'm also borrowing that from work, so I have to have it back from by 8. Because, you know, I recently got a job as a furrier. You know, you've asked me to get a job, and now I get a job, and I'm making beautiful, luxurious furs that I can, like, pass down to you briefly until I take them back.
I love you.
It's a little bit matted. Is this
look,
like an
here's
old...
Another, look, here's another fur, all right? Here's another fur. Just take that.
Where are you pulling these
furs
out?
And look, I got some swatches of fur, too. You can maybe make a coaster. I got like 15 swatches. You want some fur swatches?
We do need some fur coasters.
Yeah, you can make
a
coaster out of it. You can, I don't know, I think that's just about it.
That's about it.
Again, you can rub them against your cheeks.
This one's very soft.
In like a fetishy way if you really want to. Ugh. Yeah, like some sort of kink.
Okay, can we keep paddling? I don't know about this.
Fine. You like the fur, though, right?
Yeah. Fur briefly, until
and
I have to give it back.
You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm going to give you one more fur.
No, I don't need a third.
Look.
Am I giving all of these back, or are these permanent furs?
No. This one's for you. This is a fur hat. Here. Let me unwrap it for you.
Okay.
All right, here it is. It's a fur hat. Now, Mrs. Bucci, this is not real fur.
This is faux fur.
No, it's even better. It's a 3D printed fur.
What? Yeah. It is kind of sharp.
Yeah, so it's actually more expensive than real fur.
Does it look good on me? You paused.
Caller Yobuchi.
Oh, no.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who's this?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm Jackson from Rhode Island again.
Oh, hey, Jackson from Rhode Island. How you doing?
Good.
I love Rhode Island. Did you know I love Rhode Island?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Jack. So, Jackson, who's your favorite mayor of Providence?
In Providence?
Yeah.
I don't know any mayors.
That's too bad. You just gotta get some know some mayors, but don't go on any dates with them. Jackson, have you been in on any dates?
Not yet.
When you think about, like, one day I'm going to be on a date with someone, what do you think you're going to look for in someone? Is that a creepy
question? I don't know.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Jackson?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, go
ahead.
Where
are you going to take this date when you get a date?
Yeah, what's your favorite place that you think another person would like?
Restaurant? Question mark?
That's so vague. But I love it.
All right, so you want to take him on to a restaurant, and maybe you can, after that, you can go to the movies. You can go see that movie, The Menu, which I guess is going to come back in theaters pretty soon. How is Rhode Island these days? Don't go on a date with Rhode Island. I tried that for 35 years, and it was a toxic relationship.
It is... Good. Rhode Island.
Still
well,
good?
Shouldn't we be setting Jackson up with another caller?
We don't have another caller.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jackson.
I'm sorry, Jackson.
Rejected on the air.
Yeah.
That's rough.
But that's okay. We can have a nice time on Valentine's Day that is just among friends.
Valentine's.
All right.
My friend gave me Valentine's presents, and I was happy.
Bucci, you know how old you are?
Yeah.
All right. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this?
Is this me?
Yeah, it's you.
Oh, this is Annie.
Again? Is this a different Annie? Oh, Angie. Oh, hi, Angie. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm here with Sylvie.
Oh, hey. Oh, so you have a, oh, I think I just hung up on her. Hello, Angie, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
All right, Sylvie and Angie, you guys are on a date right now, I assume?
Are you in a boat?
A Valentine's Day
date? Yeah, we're in a boat. We're in a boat in Rhode Island, going to Rhode Island.
There's a lot of Rhode Islanders coming. Yeah, you've got a lot of big Rhode Island fan base.
Well, it's the love me state. It's always going, love me, love me, love me. But no one ever does.
Anyway, what boat are you in, Angie?
Yeah, Angie and Sylvie.
We're in a sailboat.
Very New England.
Yeah, I love sailing in the dark.
All right, so Angie and, oh yes, don't drown. That's a Bucci adage. So what do you admire most about each other, you folk, you crazy kids?
The back of her head.
What?
Well, Angie is growing out a mullet. I do like it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sylvie, you look at the back of Angie's head for romance. And then, Angie, what do you look at Sylvie for?
Well, I had said the back of her head, too.
So you guys are looking at the back of each other's heads.
How are they doing that physically?
In a mirror, obviously.
Oh, a mirror. Like a two-way mirror kind of situation.
Two-way mirror.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's unorthodox, but I'm not one to shame someone. If you guys just want to look at each other's backs of each other's heads, that's
wild.
Wild.
It's not a nice shape. To each their own, right?
These kids are
yes,
so
to
crazy.
Yes, to each their own. And if you switched bodies for a day, what do you? What would be the first thing that you would do?
Eat a lot of food.
Yes, you'd eat a lot of food. So you'd give your body back, and it would be bigger.
What?
Exactly.
Exactly. All right, I gotta move on.
This got really weird.
We gotta paddle away from you. All right, you crazy kids, stay in love for at least today, the end of today, and then.
Yeah. We don't want to be responsible for anything.
I didn't want Angie and Sylvie to go on a date with Jackson, so I had to.
No, I don't think that's inappropriate.
Yes. All right, caller, you got Shabooch and Mrs. Bucci.
And Mrs. Bucci,
yes.
Hey, it's Tom and Julia.
Oh!
It's Tom and Julia!
Whoa! It's Tom and Julia! How are you doing, guys?
We're great. We're in our double kayak. We're following along.
Double kayak? That's cute. When Bucci and I kayak, when we got married, we vowed to always be in separate kayaks. Because it wasn't going to work out with one kayak.
Yeah, the one kayak thing, we kind of ended up...
Yeah, we're a double kayak.
We almost got divorced in that double kayak.
And we decided it wouldn't work out for us. But I love that you guys are in one kayak.
Is Julia there as well? Or is it... Or Tom, are you... Tom, are you lying and Julia's not there?
I hear her.
Go ahead. Sorry, Julia. How you doing?
I'm all right. I usually the one to paddle and Tom is having a beer.
Okay, drinking on the...
That sounds like Bucci, too.
Yeah, well, I'm drinking this can of Rose. So, Julia and Tom, I don't believe I know this. How did you two meet?
We were in school together.
Oh, school. What class? Was it love class?
That's not a thing.
It was not.
I majored in love. And you guys have so many esoteric things. Do you guys share a hobby, like one hobby that you guys cross over that you both love doing with each other?
We do some cooking here and there, you might know.
Yes, I am aware of the fabulous cooking you guys do.
Clamming
in our double kayak.
Clamming. Oh, interesting.
These are fun. We should try some hobbies.
Can't go clamming in the swan boat. What's the most clams you've ever caught?
I think one year we got 400.
Whoa!
400 clams. Wow. Well, what do you do with 400?
Do you have to get a permit for that?
We generally go in the summer, though, not in the winter.
Okay. Well, it is freezing cold. I don't think it's clam weather right now. Tom and Julia, you have any Valentine's Day plans except for, of course, calling Bucci?
Yeah, listen to this.
Listening to Bucci.
Wait, do it again?
Aww.
Now that's a relationship. Why don't we ever do things like that?
I know. We should. Maybe we should reconsider our double kayak.
You know, one of these days I'm going to kiss you. All right. I will. Kate, Tom, and Julia, have a great time. Thanks for calling. Oop, I hung up on them before they could say thanks.
I was getting very jealous of their love. They have a good one.
You know what?
What are we doing?
The grass is always greener and more loving
on the other side. Yeah.
Caller, you got Bucci and Mrs. Bucci. It's we're on dates. We're having double dates on
love.
The show. Who's this?
Oh, what's up, Bucci? This is Downtown Double G.
Hey, Downtown Double G. How are you doing? How is the date you're having with your shadow? Is that really nice? Have you and your shadow stopped fighting finally and go back together again?
I haven't seen my shadow in years. Why would you bring that up on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you're being hurtful.
Because
Bucci.
I was hoping that you crazy kids would finally get together and you would finally catch and love your shadow, as you have been complaining about for many years in emails to me.
I gave up on the Peter Pan bit a long time ago, you know?
All right, so you're 201-209-9368 if you want to go on a date with Downtown Double G, which is just as exciting as it sounds.
Oh, I'm sorry. You made a wild assumption that he was alone.
I think I made it almost
pretty rude.
All right, Double G, I'm very sorry. Who's with you?
My dog.
Okay, let's. Does the dog bark on command?
I can do this. Hold on.
Ooh, do I hear wedding bells?
I think that's.
You hear that?
What song best describes your relationship, you and your dog? What's your dog's name?
Oh, my dog's name is Ziggy.
Your dog's name is also Ziggy?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ziggy and Ziggy, what is a song that both, that describes your relationship, you'd think?
Achy Breaky Heart.
Well, I'm very sorry for you, because I feel like that's a song about a man and a dog, separating.
Yeah, you know, I have some, you know, command issues with Zig, also Zig.
It's very confusing. Well, you know, why don't you give your dog a big kiss right now on the air?
Oh, yeah, hold on. Zig, come
on. Aww.
You hear that?
That's cute.
All right, stop kissing.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's
a lot of kissing. All right, Ziggy and Ziggy, have a great Valentine's Day, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.
I love you, Bucci.
Yeah,
I love you so much.
He didn't say I love Mrs. Bucci.
Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci, it's Handy and Kate.
Oh, Handy and Kate. Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing? We're meeting all of our friends here on the radio.
We're really getting like the A callers, all these great couples.
Kate, can I hear you, or is Handy keeping you away from the telephone?
Hi, it's me too. I'm making drinks. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
What are you making? Who makes the better drink?
Oh my God, he makes the better drinks. He's the mixologist. I have one drink I make, and it's called the Kate Tail.
What's the Kate?
And it's just a vodka soda with a splash of grapefruit juice.
And Handy, what's yours? Is it? What's your favorite drink?
Well, I mean, I just made a Manhattan earlier. You know,
keeping
it simple, keeping it real.
Yes. Okay. My favorite drink is whiskey stirred with my own finger.
Yeah, you got to use your finger.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
And then I don't drink it. I make it last, baby. So I just dip it in the glass, suck the finger, dip it back into the glass, suck the finger.
It's very embarrassing.
8 hours later, I've drank the whiskey.
The good news is that finger will survive nuclear war. Like,
yes.
That finger will be here long after the human race is gone.
Oh, man. You should see my finger. It's pickled.
Bucci.
I consider that a feature, not a bug, Bucci.
Yeah, that's right. The flaw is the journey is the destination.
That's right.
That's right.
So what kind of boat are you guys
that's
in?
That's
right
enough
now?
Questions.
So, yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this with a lot of detail and a lot of handy explaining.
Yes.
But yeah, so we got our canoe. We're in the canoe.
I can hear
it.
I just
want to make sure you guys know about the currents, because the currents are a big deal. You got to know about the currents.
We don't know about currents.
Yeah, that's true. It's
Tell
been
us
a while.
About the currents.
It has been a while since you've seen the shore.
Do we have to look at like a moon?
You got to look at the moon. If you're not looking at the moon, you're doing it wrong.
Oh no.
I love you.
There's a lot of clouds. What do we do?
Well, we'll save you.
Look, we have
good.
To. Look,
I've got this rope, and we can tie it to them, and they can pull us to shore.
Okay.
I'm
Handy.
Freezing. These
Handy,
furs have yeah. holes in them.
We have to move on. Handy and Kate, why don't you give yourself a nice, nice kiss on the air? First time ever.
We're supposed to kiss on the air now, Kate, for the
okay.
first time ever.
Okay.
Valentine's. It happened. It was real.
Aww.
I used Vucci's finger.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a nice one. Me and Mrs. Bucci are air kissing right now.
I think you're just kissing the microphone.
Mrs. Bucci, I have another gift for you. Do you want it?
It's not another fur.
Nope, it's weights.
No, I don't want weights.
Here you go. Get bigger!
No.
No, I've always wanted you to be huge.
So I can paddle more?
Yes. Work out the lake. I'm also going to give you my grandfather's Bible, actually. He, you know, he had a Bible. You know about my grandfather's Bible. Mm. But here you go.
Why is it all crumpled
so
up?
So what he did, as you can see, he cut out the middle of the Bible.
Uh-huh.
And my grandmother told me, she didn't know about this, my grandmother told me that, you know, she and my grandfather would sit in the evenings reading, and he would read his Bible. And she found out later that he had cut out the Bible and he had put a photo of his other family in there. So he was just reading, looking at his other family the whole time.
Okay, well, we're on this boat.
All right.
Bible's getting wet.
All right.
The furs are all wet.
All right, keep
paddling. Can we go to shore? This is...
Yes, let's paddle back to shore. And Mrs. Bucci, let's keep paddling.
I'm paddling. You're gonna help, right?
Oh yeah. That's right. All right, let's kiss.
Enough of that.
Was I close enough there? Almost kisses?
Mrs. Bucci.
I love you.
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Mrs. Bucci, happy Valentine's Day. And remember, we love each other. And who listens to Bucci?
Valentine's.
You Ducci. Up next, Billy Jam!
Yeah!
Billy Jam with
happy
the
Happy Valentine's Day, Bucci. I'm Mrs. Bucci.
Happy Valentine's.
I love you.